Welcome back to another installment of the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. I am Grace Adderfield.
And I'm Cameron Coleman.
Still, as always.
Hasn't changed.
Well, welcome to Axe Week.
It's a big one. Paul Bunyan's axe up for grabs. Wisconsin's held on to it for the past 10 years. Will they be able to hold on to it this week?
Whenever you have a chance to keep a 6 foot tall wooden axe in your locker room, you got to take it.
You know, if it's even just for defensive purposes. When you have Chris Borland, you know, you don't worry about break-ins too much.
Before we get into, you know, the real statistics of the game, Paul Bunyan's axe is the best trophy in sports. Tell me that I'm wrong.
I want to, but I can't. I like the big bronze cow. I like different trophies for a lot of reasons, but the axe is, it's intimidating. It has the dates. It's just something historical about it, you know, and, you know, Minnesota has, you know, another Paul Bunyan trophy. Yeah, whatever. It's all about the axe.
Yeah. Also, longest rivalry in college football is this one with Minnesota and Wisconsin.
123rd matchup.
That's just awesome. It's what college football is all about.
Really. It's historic. My thoughts on it, though, is as you kind of fall back, Wisconsin fans, I feel like, see Minnesota as someone who's really not been a contender in the past few years, and which is fair enough in its own right. But right now, the two teams have the same record.
We have two ranked teams, both 8-2. I mean, you brought that up. Unfortunately for the rivalry, Minnesota has kind of been the definition of ineptitude. Kind of, maybe I'm fudging the truth a little bit here. Ever since the blocked kick game a couple years ago in the Metrodome when they had Marion Barber. But it looks like Minnesota is playing well this year. Good record, top 25 team.
Yeah, well, and Minnesota actually holds the most wins, too, in this matchup. Don't forget about that. It's 58, 56, and 8 right now.
I will say, however, Minnesota is number 25 in the country. You know, if you're a Badger fan, you got to respect them. You're on the road, big rivalry game. You know they're going to be fired up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Minnesota this year, their two losses definitely don't appear to be as quality as the Badgers' two losses.
Well, and if you look at the Iowa loss, too, and compared to how the Badgers have matched up against Iowa, you're looking at different schedules. And, you know, given that you don't choose your schedule, you choose how you play your schedule, it seems like it's in the Badgers' favor.
Yeah, Minnesota lost to Iowa at home 23-7, and then they lost on the road to Michigan 42-13.
Michigan's a good team. I will give them that Michigan's a great team. And you see that when they contended up against Michigan State. But
I was going to argue the exact opposite. I do not think Michigan is a good football team.
That was the breaking point, is when they played Michigan State. I thought Michigan was a fine team.
Michigan lost to Michigan State. Actually, looking at the score, not a blowout. Because
you're looking at two hard-headed defenses.
Michigan had negative 40 rushing yards in that game. Here's the issue with Michigan. Michigan needed a last play of the game to beat Akron, who still hasn't won a game this season. And they barely got over UConn, who's in a similar boat, hasn't won a game this season. So I can't give Michigan praise for being a sound football team. And they kind of gave Minnesota the what for. Also, against Iowa, you lose at home. I mean, we watched Iowa play the Badgers a couple weeks ago. And that's a good football team.
No, it is. Solid football team.
But if you're the top 25 team in the country, 8-2 Minnesota, I think you need to take care of business at home against Iowa.
Yeah. And I look at Minnesota's schedule, and I like to see improvement. I like to see that, wow, they've been doing good this year. But like you said, the teams that they have played up against and the teams that they have lost, it's no Ohio State. It's no ASU with, you know, the botched call, quote, unquote, you know. It's not a rough schedule. But then again, it's going to be a cold game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Minnesota's turf.
Also, keep in mind, the Gophers are 20th in the nation in rushing yards. So they're certainly no one to take lightly. Nationally ranked in that. But bringing back the Gophers' schedule, definitely backloaded. You get Wisconsin this week. They go to East Lansing next week. It is not a necessarily safe bet, but you wouldn't be catching anybody off guard if you said the Gophers were going to finish the year 8-4.
Yeah.
It Badgers, looks that way. Badgers, on the other hand, fifth straight 8-winning season Definitely something to be proud of. And racked up 554 rushing yards last week. Three rushers over 100 yards. Corey Clement again with 108. And Aberderis had 86. I mean, he needed probably one more carry. He could have had four Badgers with 100 rushing yards.
And how many reception yards did he have?
How many?
I don't think he had any.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he had a single reception. Yeah, I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure he did not.
But obviously
but he scored more than Melvin and White.
It's
two touchdowns.
It's safe to say the Badgers are firing at all cylinders right now.
Oh, definitely. And especially if you talk about Minnesota's rushing game, you got to counter with the Badgers' defense. They're a healthy team right now. You know, you have Borland, who's getting the Impact Award. You know, he's a contender. It's a rough defense to go up against. They're big, they're experienced, except for the secondary, but that secondary has been proving themselves.
And last week we sat here, and I feel like all we do is talk ourselves into the other team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we drop the stats, and, you know, we want to, you know, give each team a fair shot. And, you know, I was kind of excited to see this Indiana offense in action and see if they were going to maybe get into a shootout score. And, I mean, the Badgers crushed them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold and rainy, and like the weather definitely was a way to slow down I don't want to take anything away from the Badgers. You know, they had a good offense in their stadium and they punched them right in the mouth.
See, and I don't know if we're even getting away from ourselves, because it was like the week before we're looking at BYU and it's like, well, their offense is pretty explosive. They're going to get some stuff done, but it's not happening. You know, maybe it's the weather, maybe it's, you know, divine intervention, but the Badgers are holding up well against
the Badgers defense has looked incredibly impressive this year. Got a prediction?
What's yours?
My friend asked me last night, and I'm going to stick to my guns. I haven't changed my mind in the past 24 hours. Badgers 42-7.
See, I don't think it's going to be that high. But then again, I've been wrong. Last week I was wrong. It was way higher than I expected. I'm going to be conservative, so I'm going to go 28-7.
So, Axe coming back to Madison?
Axe coming back to Madison.
All right, well, I got four games for you outside of the battle for the Axe this week.
Let's see what
I'd love
you
to hear your opinion on. First, same time, 2:30 Central Time, Texas A&M heads to LSU.
You talk about A&M, you talk about Johnny Manziel, and he's a Heisman contender, going to maybe even get a repeat. A&M's just going to be unstoppable. I feel it.
You like them to beat LSU?
I do.
Okay. I think LSU's going to win this one.
You do?
I do. A&M is not as good as a team as they were last year. Statistically speaking, Johnny Manziel is having a better season. And with another year under his belt, yeah. And Johnny Manziel, personally, should win the Heisman Trophy. He's the best player in college football.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, A&M's defense, especially compared to last year, is not as good. The only chance that A&M has to win a game is in a shootout. And Manziel, great player, electric with the ball, but he commits turnovers. And he throws interceptions. And I thought LSU looked really good against Alabama. I think at home, Mettenberger, Les Miles, I think LSU's going to pull this one out.
Yeah, I just feel like that's kind of Manziel's, that's the way he plays the game. You know, he's going to be scrambling around. He's going to just be looking for that little pop pass or something. And, you know, sometimes the ball gets away from him, and that's just going to come with time, and we'll see if it's actually starting to develop with him.
Moving into the night half, Arizona State takes on UCLA. The winner of this on the inside track to meet now Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. UCLA, interesting story. Miles Jack is a linebacker who they've just been on a whim giving carries in the backfield. He had four touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
We've seen Arizona State firsthand when they played Wisconsin a while ago. Obviously a very good team playing well. Who you got in this one?
Well, see, I'm like eating my own words right now because I looked past UCLA earlier in the season, but I'm feeling UCLA over Arizona State in this game.
All right. For the Badgers' sake, you kind of like Arizona State to keep winning. But yeah, it should be a good contest, especially in UCLA. Looking forward to that. Back to the SEC, Missouri at Ole Miss. Missouri has to keep winning if they want a date with Alabama in the SEC championship game. But Ole Miss is a good team. Had a really quality win against LSU earlier in the year. Missouri's been impressive, but can they keep their mystical season alive?
Well, you got the return of quarterback James Franklin, who has been out for over a month. I think, if anything, Missouri is actually going to start improving, but we'll see.
Yeah, SEC on the road. Never take anything lightly. And then the nightcap, I'm, as a Big 12 fan, very excited for this. Baylor at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm feeling Baylor over this one, too. I mean, Oklahoma State, you know, they've been looking good all season, too, but...
We spent a little bit of time last week talking about the Oklahoma State-Texas game, and I think you and I both kind of thought that maybe Texas would pull it out. Oklahoma State looked very impressive.
They did.
That game was in Texas, too, on the road, huge win. Oklahoma State has a ton of momentum right now headed into this game. Very impressed with their success this year, but Baylor is one of the best teams in the country, and you can't take that away from them. The way that they just dismantled Oklahoma on Thursday 2 weeks ago, I think Baylor wins this game.
I think so. How do you feel about Alabama-Auburn? Auburn showed some little sparkle towards the end there.
Auburn had pixie dust on him last week.
78 yards.
4th and 18.
Ricardo Lewis? Oh.
I don't know. Obviously, it's Alabama will be the favorite. But, hey, it's the Iron Bowl. Anything can happen. I'll definitely be looking forward to watching that after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that upset I'm looking forward to, hopefully. Maybe I want to see the Crimson Tide come down. Also, another big game that I'm looking forward to is Michigan State, Ohio State. I would like to see for Badger fans just Ohio State being brought down one by Michigan State.
Really, almost, if you're a Badger fan, wouldn't you want Ohio State to win?
You would because of that loss, but I feel like as a Badger fan, and you've actually talked about this earlier in the season, I feel like most Badger fans almost see the Buckeyes as a rivalry now. Yeah, and I feel like you want to see them come down a peg.
Definitely. I had a friend, I was having a chat with him the other day, and he asked me, what are the chances that the Badgers go to the Orange Bowl, I think. And I straight up told him slim, but if the Badgers do want to go to the Orange Bowl, Ohio State has to win out.
Yeah, and I don't know, as a Badger fan, it's almost at that point in the season where it's like, are you really still looking for a bowl game, or are you just kind of washing out this season?
Trying to win games, build momentum into next year.
Yeah.
Gary Anderson's going to have another year under his belt. That's the one thing that I've taken away from this season more than anything else is this Wisconsin team has a bright, bright future.
I totally agree. You know, you have a young quarterback. You have James White's going to be leaving, but you have Melvin Gordon and Corey Clement who have been showing their stuff all season. Badger fans have a lot to look forward to.
All right, well, that concludes our installment this week. We'll see if we do one next week. If we don't, enjoy your holidays and enjoy all of the football that comes with it.
Enjoy that turkey. Enjoy that turkey bowl.
All right. Have a good one.
See you.